show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report on this 24th day of April 2006. It is a Monday, and what a great way to start out the broadcasting week. I have Aaron Russo. He did the movie FreedomToFascism.com, and from the listeners that have been calling in, I was not able to see that movie when it was here in Austin. I'm only 15 miles north of Austin, but I had network business to do that day, and I couldn't get down there to see it. And I regret that, but we have a chance to see this in theaters all across the country. And what Aaron Russo is asking people to do is go to the site, freedomtofascism.com. Make a donation right at the bottom. You got a little button there. You can click on that, and it'll take you right to a PayPal account. You can use Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, whatever the case may be. Or, Aaron, do you have a site if people aren't online on computer? Do you have a P.O. box or something that somebody can send donations to?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
And also, if you're online, don't forget you can see the trailer to the movie and get a sense what the movie is really about online. So you can actually see the trailer. You can make a donation. And the third thing you can do is you can register there to stay in touch with us so that when it comes time to keep to organize and do the things we need to do to take our government back, we can reach you. It's very important. In just a short while, we have over 8,000 people who have signed up already. That's pretty big. We think we're going to have millions of people signing up, and we're going to be a force to be reckoned with. So we're asking everybody, sign up, check it out, you know, become part of an organization that can really change things in this country. We can do it.
That's what we're all waiting for, is to make that change. I'm tired of talking about the problems, aren't you?
Oh, God, I'm so tired. That's why I made the movie, because I was tired of talking about it. I just really wanted to, like, get it done, wake people up, or here's something we need, you know?
Yeah.
Let me take my movie-making skills, my political knowledge, go make the movie that everybody's been talking about, and let me go do it.
Yeah.
And I've done it, and now everybody has to participate.
Yeah, because, I got real tired of people walking around on eggshells and waiting for that sound of that second shoe hitting the floor. You know, and people weren't engaging. They weren't going out there in numbers. They weren't talking to each other.
I agree with you, and I can only tell you, that, you know, people out there listening, please get it. We can fix this country, but you have to participate. Don't say, I'm going to leave it to somebody else to do. Because that's not cutting the mustard.
No.
If you say that, you should be ashamed of yourself.
And too many people riding the back of a little sweaty pony is not going to get the job done. The only thing you can do is break the legs of that pony.
Exactly. you know what else I want to say? There are many people out there who don't know anything about what's going on in this country. And those people, you know, I can blame them for being ignorant, maybe. They never got the truth. They don't understand. They haven't done the homework. That's one thing. But people who do know and understand what's going on, if you don't take part, then you should really be ashamed.
All right. I'll tell you what, Bill, hang on a second. I want to talk to you a little bit further. And when we get back, for you people that aren't online, that want to make a donation, or maybe send him...
Send a check or a money order.
Check or money order.
We need cash here to promote this movie.
All right.
Let me tell you where to send it.
Okay, hold on. We got a break. I'm
sure.
A few seconds away from it. We'll get that when we come back. The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Aaron Russo, what is that address that people can send checks or money orders to?
You address it to All Your Freedoms, Inc. That's All Your Freedoms, Inc., INC, Incorporated, 908 North La, that's L-A, Cienega, C-I-E-N-E-G-A, La Cienega Boulevard, L-A, C-I-E-N-E-G-A Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Let me repeat it one more time. All Your Freedoms, Inc., 908 La, which is spelled L-A, Cienega, C-I-E-N-E-G-A Boulevard, Los Angeles, 90069.
And what was the first part? All Your what?
Freedoms, Inc.
Okay. All Your
Freedoms. All Your Freedoms. Remember that. That's what it's about. All Your Freedoms. Always.
Bill Veith has been in studio, and he's been making the rounds lately doing other talk shows. And he's a psychologist. And one of his pet peeves has been the illegal taxation. But more importantly, we agree that the heart of the problem we've got in America right now is that funny money system, that Federal Reserve system. Would you say, Bill?
Absolutely. It's my opinion that 99% of the world's problems would magically disappear if the world hypothetically or magically went on to a honest monetary system and off of this false counterfeit fiat credit system of global credit and debt.
You and I are blood brothers, Bill.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
I couldn't agree with you more about that.
By the way, we just my wife just made a donation. We just went on your website and made a donation during the commercial.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yeah, we're going to do some more between now and the time you need to get this movie out, too. But, John, if I could, just I wouldn't mind pitching a couple points about his movie for your audience.
Sure.
Number one, I was very impressed with the content. I mean, it was just hard-hitting, and it was right on the money, and it was all the right hot buttons with the income taxes, the Federal Reserve, the loss of our property rights, the loss of our freedoms. It was just so good. I can't even explain it. But also, the movie induced a wide range of emotions. I felt myself at different times being very angry, and then there were times when, believe it or not, I actually choked up and was in tears at certain points. And then there was some points where there was even laughter, if you can imagine that, and some humorous parts. So I think it will appeal to a wide audience. And intellectually, this movie will appeal to people with 180 IQ down to an 80 IQ. I mean, it's so simplistic in presenting the points that just anybody can get it, even though they're complex issues. So, I mean, it is just the most outstanding documentary movie or movie period that I've ever seen.
All right. Well,
hey, God bless. That means a lot. I got to tell you something, just so you know, okay? You know, I spent 2 years doing it, and when you say things like that, it makes me feel like what I did was worthwhile. You know, it makes me, you know, it brings a tear to my eye because, you know, you want to be acknowledged for the work that you feel that way about the work and what the movie can do. It means so much to me, and I just want to thank you for that very, very much.
Well you certainly deserve it because I know it took a lot of guts. And you just did it so well, and I'm not just saying that to patronize you because I'm on the phone. I'm saying it because it's true, and I've said it to many people since I've seen that movie. And but anyway, I don't want to dominate the time. I know you got a lot of callers that want to call and.
You know what you can do for me? One other thing.
Yes, sir.
Get on your email. Start spreading the link to everybody you know.
I will do that. I already have done that, and I will continue to do that.
Yeah, spread that link out.
I sure will.
And we're gonna have a new website up in a few days. We can take actual posters from the movie and send them out to your friends and things.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yeah. What do you see what we have coming up? It's going to be wonderful.
Do you have a website address yet?
Me? Same address, just a new website.
Oh, okay, great.
It's freedomtofascism.com.
Super.
But the new website's going to have posters and stuff from the movie, and you get like 20 different ones that we made, and you can send them to your friends. I mean, it's going to be really active. It's going to be a great site.
You know what the one thing, Bill, and I don't think you'll disagree with me on this one. You know, we have a job to do. We know what the problems are. And it's been such a drudgery to be involved in it. You're pulling your teeth out. You're losing sleep at night. The one thing I've always said that, yeah, we have a lot of work ahead of us, but it can be constructive, fun work to see results of our labors.
Exactly. That's so true.
Well, this one will. Well, you know, John, I've been involved, and I'm still involved in so many day-to-day battles with the powers that be, from the IRS income tax to the property tax to, you know, everything, all these things are coming down the pipe with regard to property rights. But I feel so many times like I'm in it alone, and this movie has allowed me to think that, you know, Mr. Russo is able to draw the entire nation into it now. And so I don't feel so alone in fighting these battles with just a few of you guys and a few of my friends that are out there and a few people like you, John. And so now there's a sense of team involved.
There you go. And that's the thing that has been missing all of these years.
Right.
There's millions of us out there, but we've been disconnected. A lot of them have jumped back down that rabbit hole.
We need a place to congeal, to all get together.
There you go.
Let's do it in Austin where I can buy you guys a steak dinner or something.
There you go.
Well, I know you sent in a donation. Did you sign up to register?
Yes.
You did register.
My wife did it, actually, while we were on the phone, while I was holding on the phone.
Great.
She signed up my email address.
Great. Fantastic.
All right, Bill.
I can reach you.
Yes.
Hey, Bill, thank you so much. God bless.
Okay, God bless. Thank you, too, and thank you, John.
All righty, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody had asked a question here. Who do they make the checks or money orders out to?
All Your Freedoms, Inc.
Okay, there you go. And that, again, is All Your Freedoms, Inc., 908 La Cienega. I'll spell that.
Cienega,
L.A., separate word here, C-I-E-N-E-G-A Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Julius in Arizona, you're up next with Aaron Russo.
Hello, John, and hello, Aaron.
Hello, hi. Julius.
I just want to let you know that I believe in what you're doing, Aaron, and I was so impressed with the last go-around at the LP convention, particularly the amount of adult conduct between the three of you that were vying for the nomination. I would have been happy with any one of you. And you all conducted yourself with so much emotional maturity and respect for one another. It almost didn't matter who got nominated. And I just want you to know I'm going to go home and I'm going to get on your site and I'm going to donate some money. And thank you, John, for having Aaron on. I want to let you know I'm going to send you an extra gift this month as well.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, Aaron, do you think it's been a struggle trying to make films and get people together? It's been a real struggle for this network. I mean, this is my second network.
Uh-huh.
And we know that there's millions of people out there that have information, but they didn't feel comfortable or free enough to take what they know, their working knowledge of what's wrong, and then recruit other people into taking the country back. They're just, I call them informational sponges. They would just sit out there and absorb, but they wouldn't get up off their backside.
Yeah, maybe they were nervous.
Well, I don't know what the reason was, but
right.
it was maddening. Yes, Julius.
I'd respectfully suggest that, unfortunately, I think there's a small genetic slice of every cross-section of population that becomes an activist. I think it's a certain typology, psychologically speaking, and there's only so many of us there. But I do know for a fact that if you can get something that can motivate people, like Aaron's movie or like this recent movie V for Vendetta and so many other good movies that have come down the pike, Waco, the Rules of Engagement, definitely awakened a lot of people, but we had such a challenge trying to get that movie into distribution. It was going to be tied up for a couple years before it could even get into the pipeline and get into a major theater. And because of the nature of that crime, we wanted to get it out right away. And I worked as an activist here in Arizona to get it into a theater in the Tucson market. And at that time, there was not a single private theater in southern Arizona that would for any amount of money, lease us a theater at any time of the day or night.
Mm-hmm. Let me say something to you, okay? Because we're not going to have that problem. We've already played in 23 theaters around the country, and in all our pre-screenings, you know. And part of the difference also is, and again, I'm not boasting, just the fact that I've made Academy Award films and I've done what I've done. Michael Moore's movie 9/11 went a long way to helping documentaries get theaters. They know documentaries can do business now, and that's what
right.
The theater owner's main point of view is. Well, am I going to do business by putting a documentary? Many documentaries they won't put in because they don't think they're going to make any money from it. But they're going to know that this movie's going to make a lot of money.
Well, look what The Passion of the Christ, Mel Gibson. I mean, that afforded this guy enough money. He went and bought his own private island.
Exactly.
You know, the theater owners were worried about backlash. And, of course, we had organizations out there in America that were attacking Mel Gibson. I mean, come on. He was making a movie about the life and times and crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
John?
Yes.
We have one thing to thank, a couple things. I want to thank RBN for being so open that it is attracting people that I would have never thought would have gotten involved. I really appreciated listening to Ed Asner on.
Right.
I got that mixed up. Asner was on Alex's show.
No, Ed Asner was on Greg Szymanski's show.
Have that as well. I got that confused.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see that people are crossing. People that I used to think of as a liberal or a progressive, they are waking up. And in a way, in a strange way, we have the twisted minds of you know, Donald Rumsfeld and George Bush and you know, Alberto Gonzalez to thank
right.
for bringing the American people together.
Thanks, Julius, for your call. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Julius, thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
All right, folks, we are back. Let's continue with the phone calls. I've got Aaron Russo with me today. The website is freedomtofascism.com. That's freedomtofascism.com. And you can go up there and make a donation right at the bottom of that page. You can click on that, and they can take PayPal. If you're not computer connected, and there's a lot of you folks out there that listen via the shortwave that are back up there in the hollers and them our hills, well, let me give you an address that you can send a check or money order. You can make that out to All Your Freedoms, Inc., All Your Freedoms, Inc., and the address is All Your Freedoms, Inc., 908 La... say that last part there, Aaron?
908 North La Cienega Boulevard.
There you go.
That's L-A-C-I-E-N-E-G-A Boulevard, Los Angeles, 90069.
All right. Peter in Ontario, Canada. Hello, Peter.
Hey, John. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Aaron, you're considered doing a documentary on exposing the so-called free corporate press that we have.
You know, I almost included it in this documentary.
So you have elements of that in there?
Excuse me?
You have elements of the corporate press basically being whores in there.
Well, it's not. I said I incorporated it, but I took it out because the movie was just getting too long.
Oh.
And so I had to make certain decisions. I mean, we discuss it in the movie, throughout the movie, but I had a whole section at one time about it. And I had to take it out because the movie was just getting way too long and too many issues and too many things. And I, you know, part of the art of making a film is knowing how much you can digest and how to keep it all interesting and moving. But I have thought about making another documentary about the court system and about the media.
Danny, are you familiar with Danny Schechter's thing he came out with a couple of months ago?
No.
And it was about the Iraq, and it was kind of neat the way he did it. It was the run-up to Afghanistan, Iraq, how they lied about it, the media spin of which he is the media. He worked for CNN, ABC, worked for all the big corporate news outlets. And in that book, he not only did the book, he also included a DVD in there, Weapons of Mass Deception, WMD in there. And,
right.
and it was a good, real good presentation. Anybody that read the book or watched that DVD, there was no doubt that your spinmeisters in the spin zone, in the twilight zone, are shaping American opinion, and it's not based on anything even close to fact.
Oh, yeah. Is that Danny that's on the phone with us now?
No, it's not.
Oh, I see. Okay. I was going to say that, what's your name on the phone?
Peter.
Oh, Peter, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Peter, yeah, I mean, what you bring up is a very, very valid point, and a documentary should be made about it. You know, someone should really get into it in depth. I know they made a movie called Outfoxed once, which I don't think was really what you're talking about. And I think that a really good documentary could about that issue would be really, really a great thing. And also the justice system, the court system in America. That's a very necessary documentary to be made. So, you know, why don't you go make it, Peter?
I'm a construction worker.
So what? Get a camera. Start doing interviews. You can do it.
Hey, Aaron, I'll be honest with you. I think at the very same theater that you had your screening for your movie, Freedom to Fascism, that very next day, the very next day, you had it one day, and we were in there the following day with Dylan Avery, a 22-year-old, I call him a kid, he's from New York, made Loose Change 2 about the 9/11 issue.
Right.
So, it's happening out there.
It is.
We just need more people.
How about Peter, Loose Change is a double feature?
Peter, go make a documentary. It's not that, I mean, it is hard. I shouldn't say it's not hard. You can do it. You just got to be dedicated to making the effort.
Mm-hmm. Best thing that ever happened to me, I got fired from the auto industry. Well, actually, laid off.
From which industry?
The auto industry.
Oh, right.
Yeah, much of what Michael Moore did originally, that's how he came to fame, talking about GM, General Motors, that's right. At one fell swoop back in the mid-'80s, you know, scenes of things to come here in America, I was part of a 30,000-man layoff in one fell swoop.
Wow.
So the best thing that ever happened to me was not retiring from General Motors.
Right. Well, you had to find yourself. See, that's the thing. People often don't look to their own individuality, which is what they should be doing.
And Aaron, I think you hear the same thing in Peter's voice that I hear. He's a little bit better than just hammering nails.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I think that's the thing. I think America's become a nation of institutions as opposed to individuals. And we have to get back to individuals running the show. And the government being there for the individual, not for the institution. And that's the big problem we have. That's one of the big problems we have. Because what's the biggest corporation in the world? In my view, it's the Federal Reserve System.
That's right.
And all the other corporations feed off that nipple.
And the backbone of America is that family that's now been disintegrated.
Well, I have an interesting story to tell you about that. If you want to hear something interesting, I think it's interesting. I was friends with one of the Rockefeller family, okay? And we were talking, and I really sort of enjoyed it because it was an insight into how the other side thinks. And to him, I'm sure it was the same thing, seeing how I thought about things. And he offered me to get into the Council on Foreign Relations and sort of get me involved on their side. And I refused to do that. And so one day we're talking, and he says to me, "What do you think about women's lib?" I said, "Women's lib, okay."
Hold that thought. We've got to go. We've got a hard break here. Hold that thought.
Sure.
We'll be right back. Peter, don't go away. Gail and Mike will get you in here, and then we got to bid adieu, at least temporarily, to Aaron Russo. We'll do all of that right after a little bit of this. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go away.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Aaron, pick up where you left off when they tried to recruit you into the CFR. Aaron, are you still with us?
I'm here, babe.
Okay. Yeah, pick up with your story where you left off about them trying to recruit you into the CFR and try to make you one of their own.
Yes. Well, so what happened was we got into a discussion one night about Women's Lib. And in a sense, he was sort of boasting about how smart they were. And I said, he said, what do you think about Women's Lib? I said, well, I think, you know, it's about a woman's right to work and have equal pay with men. And, you know, I guess there was traditional thinking about it. And he said, you're such an idiot. I said, what do you mean? He said, Aaron, when all that new stuff came out on television and the newspapers and the magazines, Women's Lib, women have a right to vote. They have a right to work. They had they got the right to vote a long time ago. Now they have a right for equal pay. So you know what that was? I said, what? We want to get in the workforce so we could tax them. This way we could tax them. They're in the workforce. And the second thing was, you know what that was about? We get the kids. We get the kids early to teach them how to think. That's what it was about.
Minds of clay and which to mold, I think Rockefeller once said.
That's it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Peter, anything?
And then I started thinking, you know, later on, I said, you know, not only did they get them in the tax system when they got the kids early, but then now there's no family life, so the kids have, now you get McDonald's and all the fast food places. because no one's home cooking for the kids anymore. Give them decent food to eat, you know? And then you get type 2 diabetes happening in this country for the drug companies. I mean, it just goes on and on and on by these frauds. What really goes on in this country? It's so disgusting. It's so disgusting. But anyway, that's a little story to let you know how they how people's minds are twisted.
Peter, anything else?
Yeah, just one comment. Aaron, if you're a real masochist, you might want to consider doing a documentary on the Israeli lobby influence in Washington.
I don't know. I don't know enough about it, honestly.
Thanks, John.
All right. Thank you, Peter. I appreciate your call. Gail.
Thanks, Peter.
All righty. Gail in Texas. Hello, Gail.
Hey, John and Aaron, this is Gail in Austin. And John, first of all, I want to tell you and RBN, thank you very much for having Aaron on, because this movie is truly unbelievable. I had the pleasure and honor of meeting you, Aaron, when you were here in Austin.
Okay.
In fact, we were going to go out to dinner after the movie.
I remember that. You gave me that, and I called you.
You did, I know, and I didn't get a chance to call you back, but man, I'm so excited to
I feel left
it.
Out here. I mean, you guys are talking dinners here. I didn't see his movie. My goodness.
I am so into this movie, Aaron. I cannot wait, and I just can't even begin to tell you how proud I am and very thankful I am to you for finally there's this great movie out there that explains this great tax lie that people have just falling for hook and sinker. And I think that when they go there and see it, that I really truly have faith that people are going to wake up and have the courage to stop funding the beast. And I've been doing nothing but talking about you and this incredible movie that's coming out, so I'm real excited. The other thing, for anybody that wasn't there for this showing, there seriously was at least a dozen times throughout this awesome movie that the audience just broke out into a total clapping sensation, and then at the end, for the standing ovation, it just kept going on and on and on, and people were so fired up and so excited that it's just awesome, Aaron. I just wish you tons of luck at the Cannes Festival, and may you win every award out there, and I'm going to be guaranteed one of your biggest promoters here in Austin.
Thank you. Very kind. You're very sweet. Did you register on the website so we can get
a
hold of you?
No, but I'm going to register tonight, and I'm going to make a donation tonight.
All right.
I truly believe in this. I've been fighting the beast for a long time, and I'm just so glad that you're out there.
If you can send the link around to everybody you know. And get people to spread that link around. You know, we're gonna win this thing. I'm telling you, we're gonna win this thing. And
I love
you for what you're saying.
You know? I love you too, and I love this movie. And thank you so very much. And I'll call you on your other line later this week, and we'll chat and talk and catch up. But thank you very, very much. Awesome movie. Everybody's got to go see it, because we really can wake people up with something like this.
Well, thank you, Gail. I appreciate your call.
Thanks, Gail.
All right. Big supporter of the network, by the way. She's one of those many people out there. And again, Aaron, I just want to stress this to folks that, you know, we've heard the complaints. I've said this as a talk show host and owning a radio network for a long time, that it's getting a little tiresome, because we have people out there that just don't feel that they're a part of a winning team.
Yeah.
They feel that they've got that victim mentality, Aaron. And this is one way in which to break that, that people find out the truth, they start talking to each other. Once they figure out they've been lied to about this, and this scam's been going on for almost 100 years, the next question will follow from their minds would be, what else have I been lied to about?
Well, that's really what the movie's about. See, to me, the income tax is only a small, even though it's a major part of the movie in terms of time, in terms of what the movie's really about, it's really only part of the movie. The movie's really about the police state in America and how the IRS is just a symptom of a much bigger problem.
Yeah.
You know, because the IRS is one thing, and if it was in a vacuum, you know, we could deal with it easier. But it's part of the whole police state totalitarianism that's happening to this country. And that's why we have to get down to it right now and fix it.
That's
Otherwise,
right.
We're going to be lost.
Well, we're almost there.
Yes, we are.
Rome is almost burnt down to the ground here. And I hear tell that the president wants to put a senator in, but he wants to marry it first. No, I'm just joking.
I heard something today. I'm not sure if it's true or not.
What's that?
That they found the thing in that a state can actually start impeachment proceedings against the president?
There are, I think, four or five states right now that are endeavoring to do exactly that.
Yeah, I heard Illinois. Really, because I just heard this today. But in Illinois, they're trying to put together something so they can impeach the president.
You know, I mean, the last guy that really had a chance, you mentioned this earlier, the last guy that really had a chance was Ross Perot.
Right.
And, of course, they got in there. I mean, this guy was pulling money out of his own pockets. I was involved in his campaign heavily in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd gone down to the local cable access thing. I took their course. I got their cameras. I was going to do films and presentation on cable television. I was up there elbowing for socket space with CNN and ABC and NBC. And the day after that, he pulled out of the race. The petition showed up there. And I'll tell you what, the words that everybody will still remember from Ross Perot is, you hear that giant sucking sound, that's your jobs going to Mexico.
That's right.
Now, he got in there, and a lot of people contend that he was just in there as a shill for Bill Clinton to pull votes away from Daddy Bush, but this guy was gaining a head of steam, but they came out. And I at the time, I didn't believe it. I thought, you know, this is just a convenient excuse. And he said, they threatened to kill my family. And you know what? I don't doubt that today. And I'll tell you something else about Ross Perot. Down here in his corporate offices, when he had EDS, I think before he sold it out to GM, there was a friend of mine in Michigan that sent him down. He was an avid collector of script money, coins. He made a presentation. I mean, this thing was in like eight different glass cases. He shipped it down to Ross Perot. Ross Perot put that in the in his corporate offices, in the reception areas to his main corporate office.
Right.
So Ross knew what was kind of going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know to what depth. I'll tell you what, we'll take one more call from Mr. Russo, then we got to let him go. Mike in Washington. Hello, Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you so much for having Aaron on.
Yes, sir.
Aaron, thank you so much for your film. I know it's probably been a drum that's been beat all day saying thank you on this.
No,
time,
please, I'll take it all day long. It's okay.
your ego can stand that, couldn't it?
Yeah, I need it.
Okay. Well, hey, one of the things, I went to the one in Spokane, the showing in Spokane. Awesome. And I got to tell you, you got to start putting marriage counselor on your credentials, because I've been talking to my wife, and when she saw this, she says, "Hey, that's what you've been saying," and really made some points there. But
you mean it took? Wait a minute, Mike. It took Aaron Russo to make a movie to validate what you were telling your wife.
You betcha.
Okay.
No, I'm not the smartest lamp on the street corner. It takes me a while to make a point, you know. Hey, John, I listen to your show all the time. It's a great show. One of the things that I wanted to ask Aaron is, I know you're trying to get money raised to get this into the film industry for distribution, and I brought five friends with me to the showing in Spokane, and CDs, talking about, or DVDs, were the big question. When is this coming out on DVD, and we can sell more of those than we can trying to get somebody to come see it?
Well,
and I wanted to ask you about that, and I'll take your comments off the air. Thank you for taking the call.
Thank you, Mike.
Alrighty.
Well, you know, Mike, I can't tell you how many requests I've had for DVDs. You know, I can't tell you how many. It's just enormous.
That was the first question I had. Can I get this on DVD?
Well, you see, here's the problem I face. If I put that on DVD, none of the movie theaters are going to take it.
That's right.
Okay, so a DVD has to come after the movie theater showing. You see, for me, I made this movie to help change the way the American people think about what's going on here. And without going into the movie theaters first, it's not going to get the kind of publicity and the kind of press and the kind of, it's not going to change the way people think as clearly, you know, to change the paradigm shift. And so it has to go to the movie theaters, and we have to create a situation where a lot of the people in the press start calling me names, and other people love me for what I'm doing, and we created a whole controversy around the movie, which is what we want. Because if I go straight to DVD, then it's only going to play to the choir, and that's not any good. We want this to play to all of America, everywhere. And then after the movie plays the theaters, and we have to get reviewed, all those things, creating all that press, then that's what's going to help make a change in this country.
Sure. And you're right. Good, bad, or indifferent. You know, somebody, if your name is on somebody's lips, that's good publicity. And you're exactly right, because the best kind of controversy to create is one that's based in fact.
Exactly.
That is, you don't have to defend anything. There it is.
Yeah, I just did an interview for a tax magazine that all the accountants and lawyers read. And he came to see the movie in Las Vegas, and we started talking. He asked me questions, and then he went back to the former IRS commissioner who's in the movie, and then he came back. And you know, it's like whatever they say, they don't have the truth on their side, so they can't win an intelligent debate.
Right.
And that's the problem they face. So we're shining the light on it. I mean, no one's ever had an IRS commissioner on tape before. That was one of the accomplishments we made in this movie. And the truth is, if he would have told the truth and showed me where the law was and why there was a law, you know, I would have stopped making the movie. But the fact was, after interviewing him, I knew that the Tax Honesty Movement was correct. You know, because he's trying to say that the 16th Amendment is what allowed the law. But what he's not saying is that 8 Supreme Court decisions after that said, sorry, the 16th Amendment didn't give the government that authority. It didn't do it.
Well, the
16th Amendment didn't give them the government the power to do it. Where'd they get the power from? They don't have it. And so I said to him, what about all these Supreme Court decisions that say that didn't give you the authority? You know what he said to me? And this is all in the film. He said Supreme Court decisions are inapplicable to the IRS.
I am above the law.
Exactly. And yeah. So now you know what the truth is.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it. And that's about. And so I don't go into the tax code and all that stuff. I just say, look, they don't have the authority to do this. That's the bottom line.
There you go. Why get mired down in the facts that are really fiction?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Aaron, hey, look, I appreciate this very much and continued success with this, and I want to encourage the listeners. And this is what I want you to do. You know, I'm tired of hearing you moan and complain and cry that things aren't moving fast enough and I'm about ready to give up. Well, just when you are, the fresh breeze is blowing, and it's a stiff one here, folks. FreedomToFascism.com is Aaron Russo's site, and that's going to be updated in a couple of days. It's going to have a fresh new face on it. But you go to that website right now. At the bottom of it, you can donate, okay, to this cause. And you can do that by PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover. Or if you're bandwidth challenged, maybe you're too far up in the hills there in them hollers, and you don't have computer, here's the address. Make the check or money order payable to All Your Freedoms, Inc., and this is how you need to address it, All Your Freedoms, Inc., 908 North La Cienega, I think I got it right that.
Cienega.
Cienega Boulevard, that's spelled L-A, new word, Cienega, C-I-E-N-E-G-A Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. 90069. Aaron, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I got to tell you, God bless you, John, for this. It's been a great interview. I'm happy to do this with you. I see where your heart is. And I can only say to all the people listening to you, you're very lucky to have them on the air. And that's it. Fight for freedom. Don't, you know, there's no limits. Remember this, there's no limit to what free men should do to protect their liberties.
And one other caveat to that, Aaron Russo, if we don't succeed, look what you're leaving your children with.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Folks, can you feel it? You get enough concerned people out there, and you never know what's going to hit. I mean, I don't care if it's an Aaron Russo. I don't care if it's a 22-year-old kid doing loose change, too. I don't care if it's a more seasoned veteran like Alex Jones with what? How many films did this guy do? 12, 13, something like that? Woke up Charlie Sheen. Alex didn't call him. Charlie used to listen to his program, watched all of his films. He called him. This is important. And to be exclusionary, and I want to spend 30 seconds on this one. For those that are out there that are taking great relish in trying to destroy people that are making an effect, and I won't mention any names here, because I am not even going to, grace the presence of the airwaves with naming names, okay? Because it's not important. What is important, that those that are trying to rip those down, that are trying to do positive and good things, you've got a real short life expectancy. I'm looking at my watch right now, and you have seconds left. This is what everybody's been waiting for in this country. And for those to come up and say that they're going to play watchdog or policeman over the Patriot movement, no. No. Because people are approaching things at different angles, at different speeds, different verbiages, different backgrounds, and we're all driving toward the same thing. They have spent a lot of time and energy to keep us split apart. Now, you heard what Aaron said. This is what I've been saying for years. That the left and the right in this country, when given the facts, they'll agree almost 100%, maybe 90%, maybe 93% of the time, whatever. We get hung up and split on political issues, social issues, whatever. In the meantime, there's old Nero back in the corner fiddling as fast and as hard as he can. While Rome, the modern day Rome, burns. I want my country back. I want my constitutional republic back. I want the rule of good positive law. I want my freedom back. And the only way that's going to happen is when we, the people, get together and say, you know what? Your ride's over. We're taking it back. Do you think we'd have issues here? Kill that break. Just kill it. Do you think we would have issues here on the illegal immigrations if we had a constitutional republic and not a democracy that our elected officials here seem so fond of reminding us of? Do you think that we would have 100% of the problems that we have in America as we do today? We have let this go on too long. Too many people have been too shy. Too many people have been too limited in their hopes and aspirations. And too many of us have been sitting around waiting for that sound of that other shoe hitting the floor. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you that we can do a lot. Us, you and me. I'm just a common guy. I just got a gift for gab, and I can do radio, okay? I am no more special than anybody else out there that has the strong desire to get our country back. There's no magic formula here. As 10 years ago, somebody said to me, and this was right around the time of the Oklahoma City bombing. And I had spoke to a group of people, and they looked at me and they said, well, I guess there's really no magic bullet, is there? And there is not. What it's going to take is a series of concerned people at the top of their lungs, no matter what volume they're able to produce, their endeavors, chipping away, not just hacking at the branches, blowing in the breeze, folks, going to the root of the problem. That's where I think a lot has been put asunder. I think a lot of that, a lot of wasted time and energy, a lot of good people that were in the fight, and now they've stepped back on the sidelines. Meanwhile, there's another phenomenon going on that they're not even aware about it because they're not engaged anymore, is there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people every year waking up. I've been doing this for 13 years, folks. I have absolutely no doubt that there are millions of Americans that are awake, that know the core issues and problems that this republic faces today. Of that, I have absolutely no doubt. What has been missing from this formula has been this impetus to carry it along, to kind of like make that little snowball on the top of the snow-covered hill, make that thing start it down its path rolling down the hill before too long. Depending on how high your hill is, you got a snowball about the size of planet Mercury, of which nothing is going to stop. That's where this needs to take up. So this is why I prefaced all of this by saying that all of the naysayers are out there, or all the people that are claiming to be watchdogs of the truth movement in America, be very, very wary of them. Be very wary. I don't have time to do this. I wanted to get into this and kind of dovetailed into what we were talking about here. Henry Mackow, he's a piled high and deep kind of guy, Henry Mackow, Ph.D., and I think he listens to this program. I really do, because I can be talking about different subjects, and I'll read his next piece, and lo and behold, it's much of what I just had recently talked about. And lately I was talking about the Tavistock Institute. You know, he says it's more effective to manage society by mind control than by physical coercion. Now, the events of 9/11 and the war on terror mostly are exercises in mass brainwashing. German psychiatrist Kurt Lewin, who became director of the elite-sponsored Tavistock Institute in 1932, developed the thinking behind 9/11 in the book Mind Control, World Control. In 1997, this is what Jim Keith wrote about it. He said, Lewin is credited with much of the original Tavistock research into mass brainwashing, applying the results of repeated trauma and torture of individuals in mind control to society at large. If terror can be induced on a widespread basis into a society, Lewin has stated, then society reverts to a tabula rasa, a blank slate, a situation where control can easily be instituted from an external point. Put another way, by the creation of controlled chaos, the populace can be brought to the point where it willingly submits to greater control. Lewin maintained that society must be driven into a state of equivalent to an early childhood situation. He termed the social chaos fluidity. Elite planners designed September 11th for its shock value. In the aftermath, they were able to impose a security crackdown, a costly military buildup, and the war in Afghanistan and Iraq on a stunned populace. Keith cites another Tavistock researcher, Dr. William Sargent, author of Battle for the Mind, A Physiology of the Conversion and Brainwashing, that he wrote in 1957. Various types of beliefs can be implanted after brain function has been sufficiently disturbed by deliberately induced fear, anger, or excitement. The blueprint was laid out long before September 11, 2001, folks. The official story of that tragedy doesn't bear scrutiny. There was no wreckage at the Pentagon. Explosive demolished all three buildings. Our leaders are accomplices to a murder of over 3,000 Americans and the destruction of an American icon. The plan is to fold the U.S. into world government controlled by the London-based central bankers. Our culture, economic, and political elite is complicit in the ongoing cover-up. The elite orchestrated most political and cultural events for their psychological effect. JFK could have been disposed of in more humane ways. He had a lot of health problems, by the way. Instead, for its shock value, they shot him down in what Mort Saul called like a dog in the street. The Kennedy assassination, according to Jim Keith, said, was a British intelligence. In other words, a Tavistock hit. Its purpose was to shock the American consciousness into near comatose state for reprogramming, the standard Tavistock modus operandi. The same could be said for assassinations of Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy. It all climaxed with the beatings of the demonstrators at the 1968 Chicago Democratic Convention. After that, my generation tuned inward, as we were programmed to do. Remember Timothy Leary? Turn on, tune in, and drop out. By the way, old Timmy was a CIA-funded Pied Piper. Ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Hang on. Quit sitting around waiting for that other shoe to drop. Put your earplugs in, roll up your sleeves, let's get busy. We got a lot of work to do, but I think we're going to be rewarded in our efforts. And you know what? It's even going to be fun. Oh, yeah, that's a word that's been left out of the patriotic movement, hasn't it? Fun! Start to get used to spelling the word. It's a hell of a lot better than fear. Fun instead of fear. That'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you in another edition of the National Intel Report. Same place, same station. We'll see you tomorrow.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.